Are you ready to put this into practice? Do you know that there's a sound that he put in your DNA? And it's unique only to you. All creation is supposed to be praising and worshiping him, and you have a sound and a song that you're the only person that can release in all creation. So if you don't release yours, mine's not complete. And that means there's a void in the worship that's going up to the throne. So this afternoon, we're going to practice that. Anytime this afternoon that you want to sow into James and Robin's ministry, it disappeared. You can come up anywhere on this front platform and lay your offering. Just lay it at the feet of the Lord. If you want a receipt, just write your name and address on an envelope if you're giving cash. If you're writing a check, make it out to Friend of God Ministries or FOG. And anytime the Lord leads you this afternoon, just come up and present your offering. And we'll sow into James and Robin's ministry. There it is. This evening at 5 o'clock, James and Robin will be at Shepherd's Heart Christian Fellowship for their Saturday service. Tomorrow morning at 10, James will be at Bridge Builders Ministries. Tomorrow morning at 10, Robin will be at Jubilee Christian Church out in Clarkson. So if you want to participate more in what the Lord's doing, those are the three places you can after this afternoon. With that, we're going into a worship workshop.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope everybody enjoyed their lunch. Ours was great. We had these blueberry cupcakes with cream cheese icing. Man, I had to stop myself. If I didn't have to speak, I ate two of them. I would have eaten like five. But before we get started in releasing the sound and understand, I'm probably just going to, a lot of times what we've done in the past, sometimes my wife will be up here and say, if you have a sound, just come up. Well, we find that probably out of 100 people, maybe 6 or 7 will actually participate. So what we do is just go around and hand the mic to people, and just then they release the sound that the Lord is calling them to release. Because the Lord is always speaking. A lot of times we're just not listening. And sometimes we feel that we don't have something to release. But if you're listening to what the Lord is saying, then you can say what it is that he's saying. What I'm going to ask you to do, though, is release the sound, not just speak it, not just pray it, but you're going to release it in song or sound form. Whether you can sing on pitch or not, doesn't matter. Nobody, it's not going to make anything. It doesn't make it any less holy. Let's put it that way. So, but before we do that, I wanted to really touch briefly on a few things, because there are some real principles that I want to leave some of you with, especially the musicians and people who deal with worship. A lot of times I'll go places and they'll ask me, well, what's the difference between prophetic worship and apostolic worship? And I'll say, oh, why are you asking me this? You don't know the kind of person that I am. I want to throw all those notions out of the window that really break everything down to something that we can try to handle, you know. But as I wrote this last book, I said, you know what, I really do think I need to kind of spell some things out in the way of specifically what the different aspects of worship are, without making it like each part can work without the other. And so when I think about apostolic worship, you have to go back to, well, what does apostolic even mean? what is an apostle? And the word, when it speaks of apostles, he's talking about the ones that the Lord sent out to advance the kingdom, the ones who were to bring the message into the different aspects of society, the message that Jesus preached, the message of the resurrection, the message of eternal life through Jesus Christ, the message of the law or the curse of the law being of no effect through the sacrifice of Jesus, all of those things. And then, of course, Jesus, before he even died, he sent out disciples. And I'm not just talking about the 12 disciples. I mean, he had many, many. He had hundreds, thousands of disciples. And so he sent out, even one scripture says that he sent out 70. There were 70 people that he sent out. And he said, I'm giving you authority to. And he listed all these things that he's given them the authority to do. So as apostolic worshipers, which we, I hate saying that because we're worshipers. Amen. But the apostolic aspect of worship is a sound that is meant to be sent out in order to accomplish what the Lord has sent it out to do. And there's really something, it's even the prophetic nature of apostolic worship is that God is the one who sets it in motion through us. And then the apostolic sound is meant to go into a place, shift things, move things around, and cause it to be brought into God's order. And when I'm standing up here and worshiping, I've heard one time somebody said, well, can you go up? I want this person to move prophetically, but can you go up and kind of move apostolically? And I said, well, you got to understand, even if something apostolic happens, what I'm doing is still prophetic in nature, in that I'm moving with the voice of God. So really, it's all one sound. The sound is one. And while we can kind of explain what each thing is doing, for me, it's much easier just to go with God. If God is saying, do something, just do what he's doing. Can you teach me the apostolic portion of what you do? Yes. Do what God is doing. Well, if he's healing today, does it mean that it's not apostolic? You know what I mean? If he's delivering today, well, what does that mean? Can you teach me the deliverance portion of the word? No. God is. That's the name of the book. God is. And so those are the sounds. We can send forth these sounds according to how God is telling us to send them out. I don't want us to think that it's anything, that there's some formula to it. The only formula is to, as we keep saying, remain bowed before the Lord and allow him to move his purpose through you. Amen. Now, also what I want to say is, Judah, the sound of Judah. We hear a lot, Judah goes first. The sound of Judah, there's a sound of war, there's a sound of strength, a thunderous sound, a sound of authority. I want to also bring us into a deeper understanding of where Judah even came from. And I think it'll encompass a lot more for us. When Leah was pregnant for the first time, she knew that Jacob loved the other wife more than he loved her, Rachel. And she was hoping, well, I'm bearing him a child, so this ought to make him, you know, want me more. Well, that didn't work. So the second child came along. She said, for sure, he's going to love me now. Didn't happen. Child number three comes. Rachel hasn't borne him any children. This is child number three. For sure he's going to see I'm the fruitful one. He's going to love me more. Didn't happen. So then child number four comes along. And by now, she's got a revelation. And she said, now I will praise the Lord. That word now is a sequential word, which tells you that it is related to the other three times. It's more accurately translated as this time. So that means child number one, I didn't. Child number two, I didn't. Child number three, I didn't. This time I will. Now, a better way to translate the word praise there is more, it's about the hands, Judah. That's why she named him Judah. It's about what's in your hands being reached out to the Lord, being extended to the Lord. This was the first child that Leah had of Jacob's that she turned towards the Lord and reached him towards the Lord. This time, I will praise the Lord. So as we look at the meaning of that word and look at the context and look at where it first came into being, we see that not only does it include war, it includes whatever purpose we're carrying. Whatever is in our hands being extended to the Lord, whether it's a sound of weeping, if that's what is there, it's being lifted and extended to the Lord. If it's a sound of war, it's being lifted and extended to the Lord. If it's a sound of jubilation and celebration, it's being lifted and extended to the Lord. Even if it's a sound of sorrow, and we don't want to lift sounds of sorrow into the atmosphere, but it's still a picture of the encompassing nature of what is in the hands. So when we lift up these sounds, when we talk about Judah going first, there, whatever purpose we have, whatever purpose God is sending forth, that's what we're carrying forth into the atmosphere. Whatever God is doing, whatever God is saying, whatever is bottled up within that purpose, Judah goes first in releasing and accomplishing what God is sending forth. And if you want to equate that to apostolic worship, you can, because that is apostolic in nature, with the purpose being sent out, the purpose being accomplished into the place that God has ordained it to be accomplished. Amen. Mm-hmm. So, Father, we thank you for opening our eyes and our spirits to what you have for us to accomplish through your revelation, through your prophetic word, through how you're sending us. And Lord, I ask that you give everyone the boldness to release the sound that you have given them. Lord, whether it's a clear sound, whether it's a sound that needs to be interpreted, however you do, Lord, we submit to how you're moving. Father, we submit to the spirit of worship. Lord, we come to you humbly, and let your purpose, let your desire be established in this region as we come together to see you exalted, to see you exalted in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we could just start with worship, and then we'll move into releasing the sound. Thank you. all about you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. Be exalted. Be seen. Be magnified. Be glorified. Cause it's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. Oh, 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 oh. And everything that's not like you, it falls down, down, down. And everything that's not like you, it falls down, down, down. And everything that's not like you, it falls down, down. It's all about you. Oh, 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 oh. I feel like someone had mentioned something to me earlier, and I feel like I need to say that prophecy can come from anywhere. Prophecy comes from the Lord. Sometimes prophecy comes from divination. Sometimes prophecy comes from people dipping and dabbing in witchcraft and things that aren't like the Lord. When we prophesy as children of God, when we prophesy, we speak from the inspiration and obedience to the Spirit of God. And it's something that moves from such a holy place that it glorifies nothing and no one except the Lord. For the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. For it's only your words that can break up the ground. It's only your words that shatter the cedars of Lebanon. It's only your voice that breaks through gates of bronze. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. So Lord, stir the hearts of your people today and bubble up like a river. Let your words flow forth, changing the atmosphere. Oh, 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 oh. Bubble up like a river in your people. Stir our hearts today as we prophesy and glorify, lift up high your glorious name. Oh, awaken today. Awaken your voice and your people. Awaken, oh God. Cause it's all about you. It's all about you. Yeah. It's all about you. It's all about you. Oh, 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 oh. Thank you.
us to be. We step in, Lord, and we don't hesitate. We don't hesitate. We throw off every hesitation, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, oh God.
I see rivers of life coming from the ground, coming from the ground. I see rivers of life coming from the ground, coming from the ground. I see the ground breaking open as our words come forth. Rivers of life, hidden waters, hidden supply, coming from the ground, coming from the ground. So come up, rivers of life. Spring up, rivers of life. Spring up, rivers of life. Come forth. Spring up, rivers of life. Spring up, rivers of life. Spring up, rivers of life. Come up from the ground. Come up from the ground. Spring up, rivers of life. Spring up, rivers of life. Spring up, rivers of life. Come up from the ground. Come up from the ground. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, come forth, rivers of life. Hey, hey.